Dennis and Pens, episode 348 for Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. This is Brian.
Anderson Pens podcast.
What did I say?
Anderson Pens. This is Lisa. My job is to fix things. I'm a mom. I correct people. This is Anderson Pens podcast, episode 348 for Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. That's kind of cool.
1920.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Oh, Lord.
All right, give it to me.
So, you know, I've been in since I've been home more often, I've been in the basement, I'm working on pens. I've been...
in the basement.
In the basement. She lets me out for dinner. I've been working on pens, and the other day I created something. Oh, God. I created a pencil with two erasers.
Okay.
It was pointless. All right.
Some cool stuff this week.
Go for it.
I'm just trying to get away from the
joke.
You
want to get out of the joke, you go.
I guess it was about 10 years ago. Sailor, what do you say, stopped producing, whatever. The Pro Gear Slim Mini, also known as the
Sapporo.
Yep. Mini, and they just re-released them.
And it's coming back.
There are six colors. It is smaller, shorter than the Pro Gear Slim.
It's cartridge only, actually.
And cartridge only because there's not enough room for the converter. That's so right. Let me say that again. No converter fits, cartridge only.
But the cool thing is it posts by threading on the back end of the barrel.
I love a pen that does
that.
That's
cool. That's
you don't
cool.
ever worry that it's going to pop off.
Yeah.
Do you know the six colors without looking?
I do know the six colors without looking.
Okay.
Blush pink.
Yep.
Taupe.
Yep.
Pink.
Rose taupe.
Rose taupe.
That was Let's try this again.
Stellar blue.
Yep.
Slate green and mustard yellow.
All right. So blush pink is a really pale pink. Rose taupe is just darker. Stellar blue is really pretty.
Yeah, it's nice. I like that one. Slate green's cool.
Slate green is kind of a teal. Mustard yellow is like Dijon mustard.
That's a great color.
And then taupe is medium to darker brown. I like that one, of all things. It's a pretty color. So those are coming soon. What's the availability on...
Basically, everything but mustard yellow is available now. And mustard yellow will be about another month yet before it comes to the United States.
Yep. So. Okay.
So those are coming in. That's great.
That's cool.
Excited to see those. Dragon's Palace came in last week.
I know.
So.
We might have to go get one for me.
Jesus.
Well, you know, Mother's Day was just here.
Yeah, it was. And didn't you have a nice Mother's Day?
I did. I got a plant.
Okay. So Dragon's Palace is in
and
stock.
Some sweet tarts.
As well as Ink Studio just came in.
Yes.
So full selection of Ink Studio, which is great. 123, 162, all the other good colors.
I love, in some ways, how many new pens Sailor is coming out with. On the other hand, there's so many to choose from.
Well, you got to have one for every color of ink they have.
Oh, God. Yes. I like that idea. For me.
So.
You already have enough pens.
I don't. So anyway Sailor,
these
new
are
stuff.
These are fantastic. So. Between the Slim Minis, which I'm excited to see in hand, and then the Fairy Tale, those are just great colors. Really, really great colors.
So.
All right. What else?
Slim Minis should be here, I think, on Wednesday. I think they're going to be here. So.
Awesome.
Come soon. Vintage mailer. So last week we had some great pens in the mailer, and most of them were gone within the first 2 hours. Good news, there will be more this week, this Friday. We've got a lovely little selection here.
And this is not all of them.
This is not all of them. Some nice older Esterbrooks, dollar pens. I've got some three rib jewel transitionals, which are one of my favorite Esterbrook designs. some J's, some SJ's, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm also going to have some Parker 61s.
Ooh, I love those.
And whatever else I can get done between now and...
when they get... Friday
something.
Morning.
Something, yep. So, be at least another 20, probably another 25 pens.
Okay.
If you're not on the Vintage Mailer and you want to get that, you can just sign up for the mailer. Any page of the website, scroll down to the bottom, sign up.
We also have more pens that will be going on eBay soon. These are pens that just maybe have some issues, or they're good fixer-uppers.
Good parts pens. I've got about another 600 pens, give or take, that are slotted for the eBay trays that we've been doing. So you should look forward to that. That'll be...
So that'll be soon.
That'll be soon, yeah.
So here's my problem. I know how big our basement is,
mm-hmm.
and I've reorganized it a couple times.
Yep.
It's like, Harry Potter fans, help me out, Hermione's purse, where you just keep pulling stuff out,
right.
Like a clown car.
Yep.
Like no matter how many pens...
There's more.
Where do you put them?
You're not going to tell me. Anyway, so be on the lookout for that. Those lots, we're doing lots between 9 and 12. Really, really going for a very low dollar amount per pen, most of them. So it'd be gold nibs and all sorts of stuff. So keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
Want to talk about the store?
The store. Number one, the Chicago store is not open yet. That's why I'm still here. Have no idea. Illinois is doing things by region, and especially since we're in a hotel, I have no idea when we'll be open. Appleton is now open.
Yep.
Starting Monday, the night, the 18th. The hours are going to be 9:30 to 2. We are still going to keep it at a maximum of 5 people. Wisconsin was shut down, then it had eased up, and then
back and forth.
And so anyway, stores are now able to choose what they want to do, and
we're gonna keep it, you know, real low key, 5 people. Keep your distance.
Keep it safe.
And it's going to be 9:30 to 2. So we'll see how that works out. And we'll go back to 9:30 to 5:30 at some point. But we'll just see how this works for now. And
we can also still do curbside pickup. So if you don't even want to come in, you just want to order it. We looked at a space a long time ago. There was an old CVS store closed. And we joked that we needed a drive-thru.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been great now.
A drive-thru service.
Yeah.
I think it's still available.
I know. We could wave to Sarah and the kids as she drives by to pick up ink. And
nice. So anyway, that's what's going on with the store.
9:30 to 2, Monday through Friday only. No Saturday.
No Sunday.
At this point, we're never going to do Sunday here.
Nope.
But no Saturday at this point.
And of course, if any of that changes, we'll let you know, via all the normal channels. Coming up.
Yes, this week.
Drum roll. Thursday, May 21st, National Notebook Day. And we are giving away 6 Oasis B5 journals.
Love those.
They're nice. What did you... You took one the other day. I gave you that one.
I don't know where it went. I think it's in my tote bag. I think I left it. I brought my tote bag and I haven't cleaned it out yet.
Well, we're giving away 6 Oasis B5 journals. They're fantastic paper made by Nakabayashi. It's beautiful. It's this funky lined dot grids.
It's awesome.
It's really cool.
The paper is to die for. Super smooth.
Yep.
Great for fountain pens.
So you basically got 2 days to get your entry in. We're picking on Thursday. It's a mail-in. Just send us a postcard or a letter.
We've gotten some great notes.
Yeah, just write a note. Nothing in particular. All you got to do is get it here by Thursday. So
there you go.
And we'll pick the winner and send it up to you.
Awesome.
What else you got? Anything?
I think we're going to go shopping for a pen.
You're going to get the Dragon Palace and I'm going to get the Vega.
I think so.
Is that what we're doing?
I think so.
I have it on video.
Anything else? Oh, you know, we did get in a Blue Lagoon. We should talk about that.
Blue Lagoon, yep.
There are some things that we don't always stock, but we can certainly get. That Blue Lagoon is beautiful.
It's pretty. It's pretty.
It's beautiful.
Homo sapiens.
It's their new color.
It's nice. Comes in a beautiful teal box. It's nice.
Yeah. It's nice. Was that the box we were joking around? We love the box?
You would love the box. Yeah, it's a great box. The box is fantastic. Pen looks good, too.
Yeah.
So.
So
Visconti, pretty much most anybody, if you're looking for something, just let us know.
Yep.
There was new ink.
Yes, we did get in the new 7 Aurora colors in the 55ml bottle. And so we do have those available both in bottle and in sample.
Those are 100th anniversary colors?
Yes.
The ones that were previously only available in the big
set. In the whole
sets.
10-piece set, yes. And so the 10-piece set also included the existing blue, blue, black, and black. Mm-hmm. But then these are a different bottle and I believe now just a part of the standard lineup.
I think the bottle... The bottle is a special for the anniversary, maybe.
I believe so.
We'll see if they switch to the other colors. But what are the new 7 colors?
All right, red, orange, green, turquoise, gray, violet, and sepia.
Sepia.
Got it.
I get hung up on sepia and gray. I can get most of them.
Yeah, pretty colors. I swabbed them, and they are really nice colors.
So I'll get them in the ink comparison tool.
In the next
forthwith.
Forthwith. Ooh, wow. Forthwith. Somebody had coffee this morning.
Alright, is that it?
I think so. We're just in a holding pattern with opening and staff and all
now
that.
Now you can come into Appleton anyway.
Yeah.
And if you come into Appleton, we have the Sailor Special Nibs.
Yes.
So you can check those out.
We do have not just the Naginata Togi that you can now order online, but we do have all of the others as well.
Cross Music, Cross Point, Emperor, Fude, Concord, and Cross Concord.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So definitely come on in and try those.
Yeah, because as soon as Chicago opens up, they have to go back down to Chicago.
Yes. So come in and play with them while they're here.
All right. Well, I think that's it. So thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of store updates.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pen. See you next time.
Bye.